I'm David Enders, and this is The Take. We are coming to you on Sundays with weekly roundups as Israel's war on Gaza continues. Palestinians in Gaza again died seeking aid. The U.S. approved further arms for Israel. Israel intensified strikes in Syria and Lebanon. Today is Sunday, March 31st. The war is in its 177th day. More than 32,700 Palestinians in Gaza have been killed. This week, Israeli soldiers again fired on Palestinians waiting for aid in Gaza City, while 12 people drowned attempting to retrieve aid dropped by air that landed in the Mediterranean Sea. Israeli forces also continued their assault on Gaza's medical infrastructure. As of Sunday, more than 400 people had been reported killed in fighting during a two-week-old siege of Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City. In the central Gaza Strip, the Israeli military this week forced the closure of Amal Hospital in the city of Khan Yunis, where freelance journalist Akram Al-Satri is located.
Some of the people who were inside had to run for around 2 or 3 kilometers to reach safety. Some of them were staying inside. Some of them were arrested by the Israeli occupation forces. While the ground operation continues in the area, the snipers are dispatched and to the rooftops of the buildings surrounding the area and are shooting at the people who are likely to be moving from Khan Yunis refugee camp area, the high area in which the Amal hospital is located, allows the sniper to oversee or overarch the area that is far away from them, and from there they can target the people who are moving.
In addition to snipers, the Israeli military has deployed quadcopters, small unmanned drones that can be used to communicate or kill.
Sometimes they fix on them very small rockets or missiles or projectiles. Some other times they fix microphones or megaphones on them to communicate with the people for the sake of the just facilitating the military operations on the area, and sometimes for the assassination of the Palestinian activists.
Even as the White House says it has concerns about the high number of civilian casualties, the White House is continuing to give Israel the tools to keep on inflicting those mass casualties in Gaza.
On Saturday, it was reported that the Biden administration approved billions of dollars of new arms transfers, including jets and 900-kilogram bombs, to Israel. This is Al Jazeera White House correspondent Kimberly Halkett in Washington.
The White House is basically not commenting on this and is hiding behind the fact that this is an arms shipment that was already approved and authorized as part of a larger package approved by Congress back in 2008. And further, it was requested last year. But the timing of all of this is curious. It comes, in terms of this announcement, right after the meeting that took place in Washington with U.S. officials and the Israeli Defense Minister, Yoav Gallant. And it was within days of that visit that this announcement of this transfer of weapons to Israel was being made.
On Saturday, Lebanon accused Israel of targeting both the Lebanese army and United Nations peacekeepers along the country's border. This week saw an escalation of Israeli bombing in Lebanon.
Some military analysts will tell you that what Israel is trying to do is prepare the ground for a possible full-blown conflict later on, weaken the enemy as much as possible.
That's Al Jazeera's Zeina Khodar in Lebanon. She also reported on an Israeli strike in Syria that killed more than 40 people on Friday.
It's really been described as a shadow war between Israel and Iran in Syria for years. And it's a very similar strategy that Israel is now employing in Lebanon. If you see their targets, we've seen multiple targeted killings, whether Hezbollah fighters in their vehicles or field commanders. They also go after members of the Palestinian movement, Hamas.
On Sunday, Christians worldwide celebrated Easter, while Palestinians in the occupied West Bank were met with new restrictions on worship.
The Old City is incredibly quiet right now. It normally should be very busy for Easter. International tourists, international pilgrims are staying away because of the war on Gaza.
Al Jazeera's Imran Khan was in occupied East Jerusalem ahead of the holiday.
But Palestinian Christians from the occupied West Bank want to celebrate Easter, but Israel simply isn't allowing them. Now, we've been talking to Christian leaders who have been telling us that for a long time, Israel and Israeli settlers have made the old city of Jerusalem almost a no-go zone for Christians. They've been attacked, nuns have been attacked, priests have been attacked. We've seen cemeteries been destroyed by Israeli settlers. So this restriction is unprecedented, but most Palestinian Christians, most Palestinians will tell you restrictions on religious worship, this is something that they're used to.
And that's The Take for Sunday, March 31st. Please join us again tomorrow. This episode was produced and mixed by me, David Enders. Our sound designer is Alex Roldan. Alexandra Locke is The Take's executive producer, and Ney Alvarez is Al Jazeera's head of audio.